Sumatra.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. Indonesia will welcome 120 companies from the Netherlands on June 16, 2025. The chair of the Indonesian Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anindya Novian Bakri, mentioned that they are bringing trade and investment missions to Indonesia. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Bahlil Lahadalia stated that President Prabowo Subianto is aware of the ongoing controversy surrounding nickel mining activities in Raja Ampat. Bahlil confirmed that the matter has been reported directly to the President. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sejak kemarin hatiku tak karuan, membayangkan beberapa kemungkinan. Apa yang bisa terjadi jika gagal kali ini? Sederetan petuah para sahabat telah aku pelajari dengan cermat. Tapi aku juga tahu nyaris nihil peluangku. Untuknya aku beranikan diri. Rencana berbahaya ini tak bisa aku tunda lagi. Meskipun kesempatanku satu banding seribu, biar aku hadapi. Oh yeah. Bilang aku teman yang pengertian, selalu setia kapanpun dibutuhkan. Tak juga dia menyadari isyaratku selama ini. Tuhan tolonglah, dia bodoh sekali. Rencana berbahaya ini tak bisa aku tunda lagi. Meskipun kesempatanku satu banding seribu, ya aku hadapi. Kerjasamalah, jangan gemetar nanti menggenggam tangannya.
Rencana berbahaya ini tak bisa aku tunda lagi. Meskipun kesempatanku satu banding seribu, bisa aku tunda lagi.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
Kurasakan hangat indahnya sang mentari membangunkanku dari tidur yang lelap ini. Sinarmu yang terang mulai memasuki mata dan mengusirku dari alam mimpi.
Dan kini ku berdegas, segera siapkan
diriku untuk mulai menjalani hari ini.
Tak sabar ku temui
senyum menyambut datangnya pagi ini. Dan ku katakan embun membasahi dunia dan mulai mengawali hari ini. Dan ku katakan kicau burung bernyanyi, kini ku siap untuk jalani hari ini. Siapkan dirimu untuk memulai menjalani hari ini. Kamu membasahi dunia dan mulai mengawali hari ini. Dan ku katakan kicau burung bernyanyi, ketini ku siap kejalani hari ini. Dan mulai mengawali hari ini. Dan ku katakan kau burung bernyanyi, ketini ku siap kejalani hari ini. Jalani hari ini. Membasahi dunia dan mulai mengawali hari ini. Dan ku katakan burung bernyanyi, ketini ku siap untuk jalani hari ini.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies, and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
At RRA Digital with New Look, various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia.
Come stop the crying, it'll be alright. Just take my hand, hold it tight. I will protect you from all around you. I will be here, don't you cry. For once so small, you seem so strong. My arms will hold you, keep you safe and warm. This bond between us can't be broken. I will be here, don't you cry. 'Cause you'll be in my heart. Yes, you'll be in my heart. From this day on, now and forevermore. Yes, you'll be in my heart. No matter what they say, you'll be here in my heart. Always. Why can't they understand the way we feel? They just don't trust what they can't explain. I know we're different, but deep inside us, we're not that different.
They know we need each other. In remote areas, I was searched. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Drama, found a club for that, where I met ya, had a heart.
Indonesia's national team coach, Patrick Kluivert, emphasized that his team remained serious ahead of their final match in the third round of the 2026 Asian World Cup qualifiers against Japan. Even though the result of the match will not affect either team's position in the qualifiers, Kluivert stressed the importance of the game as a test of mental strength and tactics for the Indonesian players. I quoted from him, "This is a serious match. We're playing away against the group leader who has already qualified for the World Cup. So we have to play with our own style," said Kluivert. He also added that, "Although it will be a difficult match, the team has prepared and will strive to give their best performance." Kluivert hinted that at the possibility of rotating players or experimenting with new strategies in the game, but he has not confirmed any specific changes to the starting lineup. As we know, at the last match from Indonesia versus China, of course we won. Yes, congratulations to Indonesia. We know that several of the players are absent. They cannot play at the game. So we don't know for sure what is the lineups going to be like for the Indonesia versus Japan qualifiers for the World Cup. But of course, we're wishing Indonesia the best because, of course, this is a voice of Indonesia. But nonetheless, we're also supporting our friend Japan too. Yeah, we're wishing you guys the best. But of course, we're wishing Indonesia's, if there's a possible word for more best, yeah, that would be it. Yes, for more information like this, please stay tuned on our news portal. You can listen on RRI Digital, but also you can browse it on your own if you want to stay updated with accurate and reliable news and information from VOI and RRI stations across Indonesia. Of course, rri.co.id is the answer. rri.co.id, the official news portal of Radio Republik Indonesia, delivers the latest, credible, and comprehensive news from across Indonesia and the world. Stay informed from a trusted source only at rri.co.id, your reliable online news portal.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
You might be familiar with this sound when your kids are online. But you might miss some other sounds. Your child might stumble upon harmful content, bullies, and predators when they are online. Pay attention to the sounds. It's not too late.
Mom, what's this?
Find more ways to protect children online from your local children protection agency or visit unicef.org.
Melangkah di kehidupanmu, terus berjalan meski tanpa tujuan. Masihkah hatiku ada di hatimu, meski kita tak bercinta lagi? Akankah tercipta kembali indah saat kau sedekat nadi, semerbak melati, sehangat mentari, meski kita tak bercinta lagi. Malam semakin larut, tercipta sejuk terpisah, namun hati takkan pernah berdusta. Rinduku rindumu tak terbendung lagi, meski kita tak bercinta lagi.
Shake up.
of Indonesia.
When things go wrong, just be strong.
When things seem up in the air and everything is so unfair, you stumble and fall, just pick yourself up and sing. Yeah, don't you give up, keep your chin up and be happy. Just a ball of cherries. Sometimes it is sweeter filled with worries. Don't be afraid. When things go wrong, just be strong.
When things seem up in the air and everything is so unfair, and you stumble and fall, and just pick yourself up and sing.
One day you lose your way.
And don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
And don't you give up.
Well, keep your chin up.
And keep your chin up.
And be happy.
Salat Ransang Beach, located in East Siantan District, Anambas Islands, Riau Islands Province, seems to be hidden because it is flanked by small islands that are quite hilly. The Salat Ransang Beach is on 244 hectares island. The beach is not so wide, but its position is really surrounded by clear water that has gradation colors between green and bluish. Almost every corner of the Salat Ransang Beach can certainly be snorkeling and diving spots, which offer undersea amazing panoramas. Coral reef and marine biota at the beach have various kinds of species, and also the ecosystem is relatively well maintained. At Salat Ransang Beach, you can do diving, snorkeling, and fishing. At the beach, all places can become fishing areas. But if you want more something challenging, you can directly do fishing in the middle of the sea. To go there, you should go by boat and have enough fishing equipment. If you do not have the equipment, don't worry, because you can still enjoy the scenery of the beach or swimming in the shallow water of the beach. Without snorkeling equipment, you can see coral reefs and multicolored fish swimming at the bottom of the sea with naked eyes. It is really an amazing scenery which can fresh your eyes. Listener, if you love marine tourism, please set your time to visit and have a vacation at Selat Ransang Beach. We guarantee that you will be satisfied. And if you visit Anambas Islands, you better explore the islands one by one by renting a boat or trekking to some islands.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Kulakukan semua untukmu by Ran and Of course, I'll do also anything for you, our Voice of Indonesia listeners, our loyal listeners. If you're still here with me, Yunika, I'm very grateful to have you here. And we are now approaching the lunch hour in Jakarta, especially. So I want to remind you guys to don't forget to eat and also don't forget to stay hydrated. So please drink your water because it's really important. And we are at the end of the morning session of Indonesia's Today. I'm very grateful to have you guys here with me. So don't forget to still stay tuned on the afternoon session of Indonesia Today with my colleague. And to end this session, I'll play you a feature titled... what am I going to play you? I think because we're talking a lot about the marine ecosystem and also the biodiversity that we have and also blue economy, it's only fair to play you the feature entitled Mangrove, the Savior of Life, to end this morning session of Indonesia Today. It's very nice to have you here with me. So also, I want to, of course, remind you guys again to don't forget to stay tuned on our online streaming, voinews.id, our app, RRI Digital, Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram and TikTok, voi_official, email, voilisteners@gmail.com, WhatsApp, +62 821 238 1230, +62 821 238 1230. Thank you for staying tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Woi, ke atas pak tsunami, pak. Woi, lari pak ke atas, woi. Lari ke atas tsunami.
Lari.
Woi, lari ke atas tsunami, bu. Woi, naik ke atas, bu, tsunami.
Saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia, air sampai setinggi pohon bako yang ada di kawasan mangrove ini, tetapi tidak sampai ke tembus ke daratan. Di sanalah fungsi luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. Mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a safety belt for the mainland from the brunt of the tsunami, as stated by Wayan Kona Antara, head of the Segara Guna Glogor Carik Joint Business Group, Murah Rai, Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya faktanya,
as far as I know, the function of this mangrove, the fact is that in 2004, when there was a tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially in Aceh, of course the impact also reached here.
Kebetulan saat itu kami
coincidentally, at that time we went to the sea in the Tahura area, Murah Rai. At that time, it was receding, but suddenly there was a high tide. The water was also heavy. That's real evidence that I saw at that time. The water was as high as the mangrove trees in this mangrove area, but it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high.
Itu kami juga kaget saat itu.
We were also surprised at that time.
Syukur puji Tuhan, kami sampaikan,
we confess to the God
bencana itu
that the disaster did not endanger the people on the mainland,
masyarakat yang di daratan,
especially
khususnya di Bali saat itu.
At that time,
that's what we see. Kami melihatnya,
that's where the function of the mangrove forest is.
Daripada hutan mangrove itu
as a food and guard, the coastline, the island that we have.
Pulau yang kita miliki.
Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by Ayu, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN.
Tepat sekali ketika
exactly.
Tsunami di Palu,
when tsunami in Palu, for example, We got very clear information that there was no village in Donggala district. There were absolutely no casualties, and the damage was minimal because the impact of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove safety belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forests is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and sea breaks, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora. We have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests, where fishery resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production value of the cages of fishermen in Tahura Ngurah Rai area. Then secondly, it turns out that the mangrove fruit that we have here can be used for processed food, wings, and also several types of medicines. Besides that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. More or less, it is an economic value, which of course together we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself.
Kelestarian daripada hutan bako itu sendiri.
Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been revived because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Sarifah, a researcher from BRIN. Disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia. It has been abandoned in the last two decades. NBS in GDPRR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several special forums. Why is it important? Because there are three benefits not only for humans but also for biodiversity and also for disaster risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem for disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of grey infrastructure such as a track dam. It is very profitable for the surrounding community with the mangroves. The economic benefits are not only from resources but also by making ecotourism, as we see in this Tahura. So the multiple benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically. And this mangrove, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around Tahura area, Ngurah Rai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas.
Kita mempunyai hasil penangkapan
ikan yang keseharian
itu tidak
bagus. Whereas fishermen who have worked locations at the high sea, it is seasonal. Usually in 1 year it is 4 months at most. It has seasonability.
Sedangkan kita yang
mempunyai
hutan
bako, mangroves,
itu tidak ada pupusnya dan tidak ada musimnya.
We can catch fish every day.
Keseharian kita bisa menangkap kepiting bako,
every day we can
udang,
catch
dan aneka ikan
mangrove
lainnya,
crabs, swim, and other various fish that easily and without operating cars we get fish and for the catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature?
Kalau batasan jumlah ikan yang kita tangkap itu tidak ada batasannya.
There is no limit to the number of fish we catch.
Kalau kepiting itu ada ukurannya.
If the crab has a size, the size that can be caught is 250 grams.
Satu ekor 250 gram yang paling rendah.
Which is the lowest. Then the other types. We have a size that fits our agreement, 2-inch nets that we use to catch other fish. In dual crabs that lay eggs and will also want to catch, we cannot take them and catch them. They must be raised so that population development can be sustainable. Mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Sharifa, preserving the nature of the mangrove forest means preserving life.
Bukan hanya bicara tentang tsunami,
we are not just talking about the tsunami, we are also talking about abrasion on the coast. We have seen the reduction in coastline due to abrasion on the northern coast of Java. The loss of mangroves means loss of livelihoods, the loss of living land because the land has to retreat because the seawater is eroded like that. So strengthening with ecosystem services such as mangroves or disaster risk reduction can help. For example, in the Thousand Islands, Jakarta,
masyarakat
while
di pulau-pulau kecil
the mangrove communities
tetap memiliki lahan hidup yang baik
still
dan juga memiliki keuntungan atas
and also having benefits for tourism activities. As I mentioned earlier, abrasion can be overcome,
abrasi bisa ditanggulangi,
but economy
tapi
continues.
Ekonomi tetap berjalan.
Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction?
Ini menarik sekali ya kalau kita bicara
this
tentang tanggung jawab. Sebenarnya idealnya
yes.
adalah tanggung jawab bersama.
We talk about responsibility.
Dan tanggung jawab bersama itu mulai dari tingkat lokal
ideally,
sampai tingkat nasional bahkan global.
Responsibility.
Dan itu yang
and shared
untuk
responsibility starts from the
adanya
local level to the national
inline,
and
ya.
Even
jadi
global level. And that for success is synergism or in line. So there are no mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Ideally, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies and the national level. It must be in line. Don't let the community feel that these are strong benefits for them, but then suddenly there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, but the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy. So it must be in line.
Harus inline.
As an environmentalist as well as the chairman of the joint business group Segara Guna Gogor Carik Ngurah Rai Bali, what is the hope of Wayan Kona Antara?
Untuk
for the community, both upstream and downstream, let's work together on how to function waste and how we do not throw garbage carelessly, which will eventually end up in this mangrove forest. So that's what we hope. Let's take care of garbage together, each of us, so that the environment can be well maintained.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Hanya dengan sepatah kata, kau buatku larut dalam cinta. Buat hati menutup mata hingga tak melihat kau buaya. Buatku mudah percaya walau ternyata berbahaya. Tersadar aku kini tak mau ku dibodohi begini.
Jelas sudah diriku kau dekati,
namun bukan cinta yang ingin kau miliki. Kamu yang lain yang mau saja kau bohongi kata-kata indah dan manis janji.
Ini yang aku percaya.
Ternyata engkau berbahaya. Tersadar aku kini tak mau
ku dibodohi begini.
Jelas sudah, diriku kau dekati.
Namun bukan cinta yang ingin kau miliki. Oh, oh, oh. Bila kau hanya main-main saja, sudah kau buang waktu percuma. Hati ini bukan untuk coba-coba. Jadi kenyanglah kau. Janganlah kau datang.
You think I'm bad like Decepticon, yeah. But I can transform and be like my every mom. Treat you right every day, cause girl you're my only one. And when I'm wrong, yeah, you can be my Obi-Wan. Just let me protect you, girl, like I'm Donkey Kong. You climb until I'm gone, jump until the break of dawn. You're the one that I belong to, just let me love you.
Hey.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. And via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.